Hi everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Everything Within podcast. It's been such a long time. And I've also wanted to kind of talk about this topic about relationships for a really long time now. Also, I haven't touched anything about relationships, etc., etc. So yeah, this is the first episode I'm going to be about relationships. So I have gathered a lot of information and I've gotten like a summary of stuff. And yeah, I've asked you guys for responses. I've asked you guys for everything. And you gave me your answer. So, yeah. First of all, I want to talk about how you can kind of find the correct partner for you. So, I know that there's a lot of controversy about this, but I mean, yeah, but I think that these are just some of the basic requirements that you should be looking for in your partner and when to drop your partner or when to drop your friends. Now, this is not mainly based on couple-to-couple relationships. They're also based on friendships. Yeah, so it's basically, you know, you can apply the same rules and apply the same requirements, what is about, et cetera, into both relationships and friendships. So I would say that, toxic relationships are based on the lack of trust, the lack of interest between one another. So I think when it gets to the point where you or your partner just like, something's a little bit off. Something is not how it used to be. Something is bad. Something is off. And that's when it comes to the subject of lack of trust and lack of interest. Now, when I say the lack of trust, I mean that between you, your friends, your partners, you think that, I don't trust this person enough that he can be my partner or he or she can be my partner. And when it gets to the point where you or your partner questions you on every single thing that you do, or your friend asking you every single thing that you do, whether you found new friends or am I your only friend, or if you're cheating on me or if you're not cheating on me. And when it gets to the point when this question becomes a daily thing, it's a red flag. It just shows that your partner, your friend, your best friend is not trusting you enough. And it's a red flag. You should ask them, why are you having so many insecurities? What's wrong? Is there something going on? Of course, if they can't really answer the question, kind of understand a little bit. But I think if you have given them enough advice, if you have given them enough words, air quotes, words, to show that you are not cheating on them or you are not having another friend, you know, but they still don't listen, it's time to drop them. Now, because there's this lack of trust going on between you and your partner or your friend. And when it gets to the point where things are too insecure, everything between you and your, you know, your significant other is not going well. You guys don't trust each other. You guys don't work well with each other. You guys are not doing your part to find out what's going on between you two. And that's something so important. You need to always communicate with your significant other or communicate with your friend, because that is what builds up the trust again. That is what brings back your friendship, brings back your relationship back together. And everything will just go in one piece. It all starts with having the notion that one person is going to communicate with another person and things will go well. But if you delay that conversation, if you delay that communication between you two, it's not going to get anything better. It's going to stay on your mind. It's going to trouble you. There are going to be so much other things that will be bothering you, which is not good, obviously. So start early. Start whenever you are sensing something that is wrong, sensing that there's a lack of trust, lack of communication, lack of interest, anything like that, always communicate with your partner or your friend. It's really important. And trust me, after you have communicated with one another, once you guys have sought things out, you guys would both be a happy couple, or you guys probably could be a sad slash happy individual person after either leaving the relationship for good or thinking that, you know, things are not working out, things are not doing great. So it could end up both ways. You know, you guys could mend with each other, or things could, you know, take a turn and split out. So that is kind of what I want to say in a toxic relationships, red flags, etc., etc. So always communicate with each other. That's the summarize everything that I wanted to say. So moving on to how you can find the correct or what you should be looking for in a friend, in a partner, in a significant other before really going all out for that friendship, going all out for that relationship. So I think this one mainly goes out for, I guess, couples, significant others. So it's not all about looks. Yes, looks can be one thing. Attractiveness can be one thing. Whether they are pretty, whether they are good looking, whether they are, you know, their physical appearance. Yes, that matters. But what really matters is their personality. I think before going into the relationship, I think you should kind of see or try to make scenarios to see that if you are with this person, will you be happy? Will you be, if you're going to stay with this person for the rest of your life, will you be grateful? Will you be happy? Would you be blissful? So that's something you want to think about. And that includes their personality, what they do, how they react, how they say things to one another, their respect, their behaviors. Not saying that you should look at it 24/7, because that's not the case, but try to see and try to work your way around. If you were to be with this person, how would things turn out in the end? So that's something that you might want to consider of before getting into that relationship, friendship. Yeah, so it's all about personality. Looks can be a thing, probably 20-30%. The next 70-60% is probably like personality. What is your type? That's about it. Personality. So moving on to the next point, which is finding the correct partner for you. If that person doesn't motivate you, if that person doesn't inspire you to be a better person, then that is a red flag. And I feel like this is not really commonly talked about, because I feel like you could have a friend, you could have a relationship, you could have one significant other, but if the person is not motivating you to become a better person, to find your moral compass, they're not motivating you in the sense that they are not inspiring you, they're not giving you joy, they're not giving you, you know, attention. Yeah. So if that person doesn't inspire you, if that person doesn't give you inspiration, joy, yeah, I suggest that is a red flag. And that person that you are with needs to be someone that should be inspirational. You should be someone with a friend, with a significant other, that you feel like, okay, this person is inspiring me. He or she is getting me to start something, to adopt a new hobby, to start cooking, to start baking, to start, you know, doing things. That person is with you all the time, and while you are with that person, or you guys enjoy your company with one another, you guys enjoy your time being with one another, you're not like having that mindset that, oh, okay, I'm with this person, I hate this person, I want to leave. So yeah, that should not be the case. Of course, the relationship, the friendship has to be reciprocated between both of you. And it has to be something that should not be only a one-sided thing. Things should work both ways. Your inspiration should work both ways. That person, you are enjoying your time with that person, basically. That person is inspiring you to do things. You are accompanying with this person outside, at home, at school, at work, and this person is inspiring you. This person is enjoying your time with, okay, you are enjoying your time with them. So that should be the case. If it gets to the point where you are like, okay, this person used to be inspiring me, used to be motivating me to do something in my life, something that I wanted to do for a long time, and I finally did it, and this person has stopped motivating me to do these things, that is a red flag. You're basically just enjoying your time with one another. That's what I want to say. So, yeah, perhaps that could also be one factor that you might want to look out for in a correct partner. It's not really talked a lot about, so I'm kind of like addressing the things that builds up the correct, air quotes, partner for you. So I think these are just some of the methods, some of the factors that you might consider before getting into a relationship, getting into a friendship, having a friends, having besties, having best friends. That should be something that you might to consider before getting into it. You can adopt some of these factors. You can consider, or when you're trying to open your social circle to other people, to 7 billion other people, then you can try to consider these factors, these effects, these consequences that a friend or significant other might bring to your life if you were to get with them closer. So yeah, that's point two. Anyways, that person, number three, if that person is kind of distancing away from you, you should talk. You should communicate. That person shouldn't be someone that is avoiding conflict, is avoiding arguments with you. That person or you should be sharing things with each other very, very closely, openly. You guys should be talking with one another with your whole heart. Say whatever you want to say without being afraid, without being intimidated by that this person, if you were to say something and these words are going to come out of your mouth and this person is going to scold you, this person is going to criticize you, this person is going to judge your opinion, etc., etc., then that's definitely a red flag, right? Because you don't want to be with someone that you can't share your opinions, you can't share your thoughts, you can't share your feelings about this person anymore, and you guys are just one-sided. And this relationship is not reciprocatable. It's only one-sided. And it doesn't work anymore. So I suggest that you always try to talk first before, you know, either splitting up, mending your things. So it should get to the point where you are actually actively contributing your own ideas, contributing your own feelings, your thoughts about this person without feeling any intimidation that this person is going to criticize you. So yeah, if you guys are distancing away from each other, if you guys feel like there's something, there's this animosity between both of you, then talk, communicate. It can be through video calls, it can be through physical talking, as long as there's some verbal talking, there's some verbal communication with one another, it's fine. But it should be verbalizing. You should guys be verbalizing with one another. Yeah. So that's about it. This point is kind of relating back to the part where about I talk about toxic relationships, toxic friendships. So moving on to the next point, if that person is making use of you for your own personal gain or for his or her personal gain, your thought should be when you are spending time with this person, you are actively enjoying the conversation, no matter what time, no matter what day it is, no matter where you are, who you are with, when this person is talking to you, midnight, etc., etc., you guys should be enjoying each other's company. And this kind of relates back again to my second point. It should get to the point where you are actually enjoying each other's company. You are enjoying one another's conversation. You guys are enjoying each other. You like being with that person. You like their personality. You like their how they behave, how they act, how they do things that comforts you. Do things that make you happier. Do things that make you more joyful. So you need to be dropping your friends, dropping your significant others if you don't feel like, okay, this person is not making me feel comfortable in my own skin, comfortable in myself. My self-esteem has definitely dropped after meeting with this person every single day, meeting with this person every single day. So that should be something that you should think about. Immediately drop them, but of course try to talk to them first. But if it doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out. Then it means that you guys are not meant for each other, either for relationships, friendships. It might sound a little bit harsh, but I mean, everyone wants happiness in their life. And if you were to stay in that one-sided relationship all the time, every single day, you're going to hate yourself. You're going to hate your life, and you're going to question yourself, why did I not do this earlier? You're going to regret it after in your later part of your life, when you're going to ask yourself, why did not I not split up with him or her earlier? Why did I not do that earlier? And then you start to rethink your decisions, and then you don't really trust anyone anymore. So do things early. But again, if it's not the appropriate time, if it's not a time where you guys will be able to actively communicate with one another, don't do it. Do it at the appropriate times. If there's appropriate time, do it. Don't delay it. Don't waste your time away. Don't be hating yourself. Don't be hating this relationship if you don't enjoy your time with this significant other. So, yeah, that's basically about it. Yeah, it's all about taking that next step, taking that time to consider to reduce or lessen your social circle a little bit. Yeah, it's all about taking that step. It's all about making decisions that might or may not or might not benefit you and your relationship and or your friendship, so that you will be able to be happy, the other person will be able to be happy, all of you are being happy, and you guys are happy. Yeah. So the next point is about not allowing bad behaviors to happen between the both of you. Both of you should have boundaries. Both of you should communicate with one another to the point that you are not crossing each other's boundaries. Yes, your friend has some sort of thing that they don't want to discuss about. Don't bring it up in front of them. Don't talk about it. Don't ever traumatize, you know, their traumatic experiences. Don't bring it up. Because you guys have boundaries, and neither of you allows bad behavior to happen. And this bad behavior goes back to the moral compass. You guys should have the same moral compass. You guys should be able to approach one another confidently, say you are changing. There's something wrong. Do you want to talk about it? Do you want to discuss about it? And it should get to the point where you yourself also has to agree with that person, agree with them, release your emotions, your feelings, your thoughts, your opinions about them, everything, just to clear this conversation up, just to get to the point where you are not hiding yourself from anything anymore. Yeah. And of course, neither of you allow bad behavior. So, for example, if you see your friend, you know, vandalizing on the walls, vandalizing school property, etc., bullying others, doing illegal stuff, drinking alcohol, stuff like that. It should be when you are not scared to speak up, you are not afraid to be comfortable. Wait. You should be comfortable to do so, but it should not get to the point where you are having a bad friendship and then you are getting influenced, you are behaving bad in your friends. That shouldn't be something that, you know, goes on in the friendship or relationship. Especially if you're a significant other as well. You probably in the start you are like, okay, this person is good, this person has good morals, they are able to treat you well, treat their parents well, treat their loved ones well in front of you. But if you see that they are starting to change, they're starting to not behave how like they were in the beginning, then it should be a problem. It should be something that should be changed. It should be something that you are like, okay, it's time to speak up. It's time to communicate. It's time to start making decisions, start making choices on how you want to continue or drop this relationship or drop this friendship. So when there is this power imbalance between one of the both of you, or just one of you, there will be a lot of, you know, negativity. There will be a lot of toxic things that will be happening with one of any one of you, and it's not a healthy relationship. It's not a healthy friendship, because I think what we are all looking for in friendships is to not use people's personality or their traits or their good, you know, their skills, their whatever. We should not be using that for our own personal gain. We should not be taking advantage of them because they are just your friend or your significant other, and you can just say what you want to say in front of them, do what you want to do, behave, take advantage of them in any sort of way. It shouldn't get to that point. And I want my friends to start, you know, speaking up more to me if I do something wrong. I don't want them to feel intimidated. I don't want them to feel scared to tell me what I'm doing wrong. Like, yeah. And you should do that too. You shouldn't be uncomfortable under your skin. You shouldn't be uncomfortable to speak up with one another. You shouldn't be getting to the point where you are not enjoying this relationship. It should be better. It should be improved because of these things. And yeah, that's about it. So having a relationship is about having the same moral compass. It's about having no sort of power imbalance between one of you or the three of you or this friendship, significant other. Yeah. So if you see that your friends, for example, are doing something bad, they are not behaving like how they behave previously when you saw that this person is Mr. Perfect, Mrs. Perfect, Miss Perfect, there shouldn't be power imbalance. There shouldn't be this anxiety with in you when you are meeting this friend. There shouldn't be this like intimidation between one of you, two of you. So yeah, none of that should happen. We need a more healthy, positive relationship, friendship between one of you, or, you know, with your significant other. Yeah, there shouldn't be any sort of negativity or any sort of anxiety when you are meeting one another. If you know that, okay, this person abuses you, but you are still with that person somehow, I don't know how, you are still with that person, but that person abuses you online, verbally, physically, but you're still with that person because you have no friends. But find other friends, you know. There is always a group of people for you to find friends with or to talk to or to chat to. Yeah. So that is about all of, you know, your basic requirements of finding just a friend. And I understand that when there is there might be some, you know, things between one of you guys that is not doing as well, immediately try to change it, immediately try to amend everything and try to start having a much more positive, healthy relationship, friendship, etc. with one another and with, you know, your friends. So I am going to be reading some of you guys' comments and some of your responses on my Instagram story. feel free to follow me on Instagram at Study Kenji. If you would like to see or participate in future podcast episodes, in future stuff. So, yeah, I'm going to be sharing some of the things that you guys have. Yeah, so the first person, someone said, they reply. Yes. I do feel that friends, relationships, so I guess you're kind of talking about communication. Yeah, you're sort of talking about communication, and you are replying with one another and not avoiding any sort of conflict, internal conflict, external conflict, any arguments, any discrepancies between one another. You guys should be communicating. That's what I agree on. So you guys should reply. I'm guessing you also should say that you guys should communicate and reciprocate the same actions, the same behavior that the significant other of yours or that significant other of you should be doing the same things, should be behaving the same way between each other, should be not avoiding each other, should not be avoiding arguments. And sometimes there are arguments that not every relationship, not every friendship is perfect. Not everything that you do, there might be a conflict, there might be a difficulty in it, and it's inevitable. It's something that you cannot escape. It's something that you have to face, and you have to start stepping up, to start communicating, to start doing stuff, to mend this relationship, to mend this friendship with one another. If you guys still want to be friends, the worst way, which I have learned, the worst way is to actually avoid that person. Because if you are to avoid that person, you, first of all, if that's the only friend that you have, you probably don't have anyone to talk to. You are not on the same page with that person. You're not on the same boat with that person. You are going to be developing social anxiety. I don't know. But yes, communicating, replying definitely is important. Yeah. That's should be something that be communication. So the next one is definitely about, so somebody else actually said, sorry, somebody else actually said, listening ear. This is very basic, but this actually is very important. That person, again, should be giving you inspiration, should be giving you advice. It's the same thing. If you feel like that person is not fulfilling up to your expectations, it's not what you look for in a friendship, in a relationship, then definitely drop that person or try to talk with that person. If that person used, you know, that person, if you think that this person used to be like this, if that person is your type, if that person is treating you the way that you want to be treated by your friends, by your other friends, by a significant other, then you should talk to that person if that person changed. So if your friend is always like this and they didn't change, you should definitely stop talking to them. Avoid them. Though things might be a little bit awkward, but another solution, talk to them. Tell them that, okay, I feel like this relationship, this friendship is not working out like how I wanted it to be for the rest of my life or my lifelong journey. Then tell them, you know, also relating to my next point, which is to speak up. Do not be afraid to be confident in your relationship, confident in your friendship, etc. So definitely a listening ear. Again, if that person doesn't provide you with any inspiration, any advice at all, that person is not listening to you, the person is not trying to lend you a helping hand, the person is not trying to give you their his or her response stuff, drop them. And I know as much as how much you want to hear what you want to hear from them, okay? Try to listen with them a little bit. If they, of course, give you something that, you know, just spark a little bit of positivity with a little bit of help that you did not consider at first while you were very angry, distressed, where you cannot think at that moment. You get what I mean? Like, you don't think of, or you don't go back to your roots, you don't go back to your morals, and your friend reminds you of these morals, and you might not be able to, you know, hear what you want to hear. But it's fine, because you guys are communicating, you guys are giving each other advice, relationships, of course, love, concern, care, advice, etc. So that is definitely something that is important. So the next thing is about someone who roots for you and would be genuinely happy for you when good things come by. Yes, definitely. Your friends shouldn't be those type of friends where they're like, okay, they're jealous of you, they are not happy with what you are giving off, the vibe that you're giving off to them. It shouldn't get to the point where that happens. When I mean by genuinely happy, I mean like genuinely congratulating that person, not being fake. And sometimes you can tell that if that friend is fake or not, but sometimes it's unpredictable. The person's acting should be is like way over the top, and yeah, and you sense that fakeness in them. So definitely drop them. I mean, it's, you should have people in your life that should be really happy for you and should be not being jealous of what you are putting out there, what you are giving them off with the vibe, etc. Yes, so I do think that good friends, good relationships, good significant others shouldn't have or should be happy for you when good things come by. So yeah, that is definitely important. But yeah, that is definitely important. So somebody else also said a bunch of answers: loyal, kind, respectful, encouraging. So I think I'm going to address this one by one. Maybe loyal, definitely they should be giving you their 100%, 101% of attention, 101% of their advice to you, to try to help you as much as possible. Unless if they are unable to help, or when it comes to money, and then when they are financial assistance, you are a financial assistance, definitely get someone else with higher authority. I don't know. Get someone with higher experiences. Yeah. So that person should be loyal, yes. That person will be able to comfortably share with you things that they are not happy about, with you, or about you, or for you. And yeah, definitely loyal, yes. So being comfortable, confident in telling each other, and kind, respectful, encouraging, yes. It goes back to the point where they say that they are rooting for you, they're being genuinely happy for you when good things come by. So yes, encouraging, definitely. Kind, I guess that's basic. But yes, they should be kind. At all costs, a friendship shouldn't be something that you are, well, your significant other or your friend, your BFF, your bestie, whatever, is not kind. It's, again, they're abusing you, they're mentally traumatizing you, they are traumatizing you, they are physically abusing you, verbally, online, stuff. So yes, kind, of course. Respectful, yes. About another point about this, being respectful, I think it also branches out to a couple ideas, which is being respectful, which is, first of all, respecting boundaries, respecting one another's privacies, respecting their opinions, their judgments, and you shouldn't sort of have that like communism community where you guys are sharing, where you are actually forcing your friends to have the same idea, to have the same mindset, to have the same thinking as you. That is also kind of toxic, to be honest. It shouldn't be the point where you guys are actually like stop talking to each other because of one small thing that you guys are not agreeing on. Try to, of course, give a listening ear again to both sides of the judgments, to both sides of the situation, and make do of it. You gotta accept it. No matter how much you disagree with this, if you still want to be friends with that person, if you feel like those requirements are meeting your criteria, meeting your type, stuff like that, and you really don't want to lose this person, not because of some silly matter, so yeah, definitely respecting your peers, your significant others, opinion, judgments, yeah. So the last response, sensitive and trustworthy. Sensitive, yes. Sensitive as in boundaries, maybe. Privacies. It all relates back to the point, you know. It's all connected in a way. It's all related in a way. So yes, sensitive, being mindful of people's their human beings or their beings' requirements and stuff and their traumatizing events. Be mindful of that and try to avoid it at all costs. Of course, if you want to be friends with that person. One thing to take note of, if it is a phobia, if it is like a really traumatizing event, like I'm using the word traumatized, it's sort of like a level 5 intensity word, do not bring it up. Unless if that person gives you the permission, that person gives you consent to share it, to give inspiration because of this story, of this event, or this situation that has happened to him or her, and that person gives you consent, that significant other, that friend has given you permission to share this with other people for the sake of exposing the stories more to other people, to more audiences, to reach a wider public audience. Yeah, so it's always about consent. If that person says no in any sort of way, or in verbally, body language, during a conversation, stop immediately. Because that person might not be able to feel comfortable sharing with this particular person, or with this particular group, or with this class, etc., etc. Stop immediately and don't further disclose any other information about this event traumatizing, etc., etc. So if the person asks you to stop, so be it. Just stop reminding of the event. So yes, being sensitive is something that is definitely important. It's something that I always look out for, obviously. But the next one, trustworthy. I think it also relates back to the point where I was talking about being able to share your opinions, your judgments confidently with one another without any, you know, conflict, arguments. So yeah, that's definitely one aspect or one trait that a good friend must have. Being trustworthy, being nice, being friendly, being, you don't know, etc., etc. So yes, that's about it. It's all about being trustworthy. It's all about being honest with your friends, with your classmates, with your significant other, with your staff. So feel free to not, or rather, if you get it to a point where you are like, this isn't working out, this isn't really starting to work out, then so be it. Leave it and don't try to get back with the person, knowing very well that you guys are not working out with one another. You guys are not being trusting with one another. So that shouldn't be the case. It should never be the case. And those are all the responses. Not all, but I only covered a few that I think that, okay, this should be addressed, you know? So yeah, it should be nice. It should be friendly. It should be something that, yeah. So thank you so much for listening to my podcast episode. I have nothing really else to say. I am officially about to end this podcast and that's about it. So thank you so much for listening. The fact that you stayed it throughout is amazing. I hope that you can consider some of these advices or consider some of these factors that you might want to consider before allowing others into your social circle. As well as relationships, before thinking that this person is going to get into your life. And whatever problems you have right now is slowly going to be disappearing from your life. Whatever thing that you are like thinking of, or whatever people that you like, whatever you are not happy with, that's about it. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. I am very appreciative for what people has provided me and my social everything, business emails. It will be all in the description box below. And if you can hear music, it's from outside, so don't worry. Anyways, thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. And I will officially be seeing you guys soon, hearing from you guys soon in my next episode. So thank you so much. for listening. Bye.